right, so you're listening to The Edge, 105.1, 105.3 FM. You know, we always strive for excellence. And I'm so happy to have this brother with us this evening inside the home run, because he's certainly going to help us understand how it is that he hits a home run with patience and with his first album. Dre Island, welcome to The Edge 105.1, 105.3 and The Home Run. It's good to be with you. How are you doing?
Greetings, Dion Mattis. Greetings to Jamaica. Greetings to the world. Rastafari, I love every time.
Love every time, my brother. And we ask all of our guests at this time how they're faring at this COVID time. How are you? What? How are you doing with the restrictions of internet?
The first word that you said, how are you? What?
How are you doing?
Okay, I thought I heard a bit of a child.
Oh, well, let me make sure I speak with clarity then. Yes. How is the eye at this time? And how are you getting through the COVID restrictions that we have with social interaction, with physical interaction, I should say?
Well, you know, I am blessed. I am feeling great at this moment, you know, this long-awaiting project that has been have me working on, and nurturing and growing with. No, it's finally out to the people. And no, it's no longer Dre Island project, you know, but Dre Island. No, I write.
Yes.
Now for the people.
Yes.
That's why that inspired me through this time. So COVID-19 for me, you know, I see all of that as the word fear. I see that as the word doubt. I see that as the word. I see it as me, because I had ancestors and rastas who taught I how to live.
Yes.
With the root, live with life.
Yes.
Oh, it is a cycle, and everything takes time. And you know, earth will replenish itself no matter what they try to do to harm earth. Look at now. During this COVID-19 time, I hear that the most sea creatures swim come to shore, because no boat is not traveling in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that people must come back out by Bob Marley Beach again. You know, I have never seen that in my life. And I hear that that's something that my grandparents grew up saying, you know. So, for me, the earth is smiling. I'm going to say condolence for anyone who has lost their family from COVID-19, because this madness is real.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's real. So, I can't sit here and act like it's not real, because I'm not affected. Or anyone that's not close to me or immediate to me is not affected. I'm going to act like it's not real.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jah will never give a man more than what he can bear.
But
because of these words that my ancestors had sown inside of me from when I was a little child, that had gave me a comfort of heart, a comfort of mind, a comfort of soul, and I'm blessed throughout this time.
You know what, let us look at that as an opening prayer, as our meditation to help us to focus, to get inside Dre Island, because that is what music does. It is a part of an artist sharing themselves with us listening. We understand that your love for music began very early in life. So can you tell us when exactly did you realize that you had this strong interest and this love of music?
Well, as you said before, yes, I realized that I had a love and interest for music when I was I was introduced to music from age 3, because my dad and my grandmother, you know, they influenced me and asked me and forced me to play the piano. When they asked me what instrument I wanted to learn, I said the piano, and they made sure that from there until I graduated from the classical piano, I was doing piano lessons.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're classically trained to what level?
Up to grade 8, to the final level.
Yes.
Give thanks the most. I give thanks to good families, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were classically trained.
And as an artist, though, 2013 was when everything came to life. Because I was in studio. I had the love for being an engineer / producer.
Mm.
So I used to build beats.
Mm-hmm.
I produce Sweeper, I build that rhythm, I produce that song with me featuring my brother Popcorn. And it's also on my album that's out on Arise. But I had a passion because I play the piano for building, making. I love creating. you know, from a longer time. So I used to create rhythm. Then, you know, life, we grew up and then we evolved. I tried to voice artists. Artists was giving me a hard time for voicing, you know. I lost interest in music where producing was concerned at that time. Never like artists again. I must speak from my heart.
All right, I need to ask you this, Dre.
I need to
ask you this because there are lots of persons listening who want to get into the industry as well. You started, you say you were producing, but you didn't like how the artists were helping you as a producer. They weren't helping you. What does a producer need from an artist?
It's not like I never liked how they were helping me. They weren't helping me at all. Not at all.
Yeah, so that's what I'm... That, you see, we're in Jamaica. You see, you as a trained musician, your entry and what you hear is different. There are lots of us that sometimes don't have the opportunity to be trained. So what is it that as a producer you needed?
You know, for Dre Island don't worry about training. I'm going to tell you the story as you asked. You know, I never got no help. And I lost love for artists. I'm going to tell you the truth. I never liked music no more at the point. I hated music. I can use the word in human body, in this physical body, in my mind, human mind, I hated music for a point in time because of that. You know, I don't want to call nobody name and tell the story. You know, we don't have to go into all of that. But Jah brought me at a place now where I was in studio. We met Jam 2, son of King Jammins. He looked at me and said, yo, I produced bad, but he also realized that I was demoing songs, writing songs and demoing them. And he said, yo, fam, you know, you have to sing because no one is going to give the people the message the way how Jah has given you the message to give to the people. And say, you know, you must sing and you give the people and the message to yourself. And I said, well, if you want me to sing, then you produce, make the 12 producer album with voice of 31 songs. That's none of those songs never came out. I went back to my community, Common Sense. When I went back to my community, Common Sense, and started a studio in the community, that was when I voiced the album that is out today, my debut album, it's named Now I Rise. The first song I built, produced in that rhythm and voice in that studio was Now I Rise.
Why do you think it made it? But do you think it was the genuine desire that you had to rise and to fight and to get to that point of excellence that you were looking for?
No, let me tell you what happened there and then. Let me tell you what happened there and then. Jah, now I realized that it wasn't of me because I voiced 31 songs of myself and Jah had taught me that, Dre, this is not of you. This is of my work. This is of my goodwill. So listen, you're going to lead as I follow. Angelique Rastafari Way.
Yes.
First song I produced and did the rhythm for was Rastafari Way. No, sorry. Now I Rise. Go in the studio after 3 a.m. in the morning. I don't forget clearly. 2012. Went in the studio. That was around December, November that time. Ending of 2012. And I went into the studio. 3 a.m. in the morning, built the rhythm, demoed Now I Rise. The next day, same 3 o'clock in the morning, went in the studio in my community, Common Sense, Reddy's Road, built the rhythm for Rastafari Way, demoed the song right away. And that was the song that leaked and made me Dre Island, the artist that I am today.
So you had to listen to the message.
So for me, I don't take credit. I never, to anyone that knows Dre Island, listen to Dre Island interviews in the past, I have never took credit for none of this that is happening for me in my life. You know, I just thank, I'm grateful 100%. But I know that is the most, the creator of this earth, the heaven and the earth, is using me for his will, goodwill. And I accept that and I give thanks and I just act accordingly.
That's one of the things I love about you, you know, because your energy, the way that you allow your energy to be directed, I think it really is, you know, it's like a lighthouse, it's a beacon where the building is there and the building of itself is just standing tall, but your light just goes all the way out and you see the light and you have to look and say, where is that source coming from, you know? Who were some of your musical influences that guided you?
Well, you know, I'm Jamaican, Jerry Island. But I was born 1988, you know, so I heard Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Dennis Young, and Spirit. But I grew up on Reddish Road where he had Flowers and Daddy Lisa at Bojo Bantan, you know. So for most of my time, though, you know, because I was younger, I had influence from Bojo Bantan a lot. And then Damon Marley came along, you know. Also, I listen to a wide variety of music because of the household that I'm from. You know, it was a Christian household, so I couldn't listen to dancehall and reggae music. Let me just be real with you. To an extent, I could have listened to Bob certain reggae music passing my grandma's house. But if I play dancehall, they would call it Boogie Yaga music.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
No, that's why I grew up right here when I was a little child. So I'm just speaking the truth. You know, that's what I heard in my household. But because I'm a ghetto youth, you know, your next door neighbor, I play the bad dance all them. So, yeah, listen, even though you can't play it in the house, you know, you go through in there, you put your ears there, and you say, yeah, yes. I love the party. And then you had people like Biggie Smalls. I love Biggie Smalls. Mm-hmm. You know, despite what I Kelly want to do or what people want to say, you know, what I took from that person was his writing skill.
Mm-hmm.
The way he wrote his music. I've learned that he wrote for a lot of great ones that people might not like him, but they love that person right now. And he wrote that song that made him that person that you love. You know, so for me, that's what I admired from his albums. I love the way his albums sound. I love the way his mixes were. And that was something that lived with me for a long while, you know. Other than that, you know, I'm for my people, you know. Damon Marley, Junior Town, Assassin. You know, Stephen Marley, Bojo Bantan, you know, Popcorn as a young lad, Chronix as a young lad, you know, even Coffee. I'm motivated by life. I am driven by life. So it don't matter what time you come, I am living in this time that you are here. I see what you do, I acknowledge what you do. I'm grateful for what you do, you know, so they motivate me as I go along in life because I keep evolving.
I tell you what I like about what you do, and I don't know if anybody is sending in any questions on the WhatsApp for Dre Island as well too, for us to have a look at and see how Dre has inspired us already, even though the album took so long for us to get it. But it is the fact that you are true. And there's all these names that you've mentioned of our young artists who have all of a sudden been catapulted on the international stage. It is because they have not been afraid to be true to what Jamaica, or even for those of us who grew outside of Jamaica with some outside Jamaican influences, weren't afraid to grasp and to hold on to and nurture that Jamaican spirit. Which here on The Edge 105.1, 105.3, we play the best of reggae from around the world. There are so many persons that are harnessing that spirit. And I think at a time now, the culture of the music, and I don't use the word culture lightly, is what people are hungry for once again. So,
And that's 100%, because that was something that I used as one of the pointers for my album. Was culture. And it wasn't just my culture, because if you listen, I was a prejudice to the culture, just like I was a prejudice to myself when I sang We Pray, because We Pray is not a song that I take credit for. It's a prayer to the Most High. For me, I never said it. Jah Rastafari, King Selassie. Everybody look at Dre Island. For me, look at me, you know, I'm for Rastafari. 100%. But I never need to say it in that song, because what I knew was that everyone prayed.
Yes.
No matter who you are, no matter what you say, no matter what source or denomination or religion that you're from, you have to pray. And that's something that I knew, and I respect everyone's decision in life, because every man have a choice to make his own decision, you know, to rule his own destiny. So I accept that I sang that song pure. And people might wonder why the song is so effective, but they never realize that Dre and Popcorn never take this as credit to themselves. So, oh, it's a replay, no? Well, we don't pray to ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so I went on the album with the vibes of culture. So I never put it with the Treke. That's reggae.
Yes.
What people know it starts, what the word reggae creates from. But if you listen to the same man who make the world know reggae, Bob Marley, him say play on the R&B I want my people to see. And everybody see stuck on Strike. That's why I admire Damian Marley, because he was afraid from that time to explore and to recreate and create. Because they don't understand that reggae music is the message that Rasta put on the beat. Is the message that is what is more important for I than anything else.
I love that. I love that because that is what Jamaica has that the world is embracing. You know, it's almost like a lot of people in the world are running around and it may be for some persons a different genre, but when you look at what happened on the weekend, I still have to refer to what Bounty Killer and Beanie Man did.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
To show that a part of it was the pureness. Our heart goes into it like this. And with the
you know how I describe Jamaica?
Yes.
I describe Jamaica as the Africans that y'all left here, that we use. We are the artistic. We are from the art.
You got it. You got
anything
it.
Anything that we put our soul to. We don't need to look.
House of Dahomey.
And that's how we're going to exceed as Jamaicans. If you realize the Jamaicans that exceed is the one that are die-hearted and they are not afraid to try. They are not afraid to move forward.
And not afraid to be true. That is what I love with your album. All right? So, No I Rise.
100%.
The tracks that you have on it, who is featured on it with you?
Well, Louis featured on the tracks in media here right now. My brothers, you know, except for two persons, you know, I have Weeper featuring my brother Popcorn. B.O.K. featuring my brother Destroyer. The two of them are here with me right now, fighting into the album.
Oh, you just tell me that, man.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock now, you know.
They're not there beside me in the car right now, the interview, but you know, them, they're from the block.
There.
All them vibes.
Yeah.
I rock to Days of Stone. I rock to B.O.K. I rock to Run to Me. You know, my brother Alandon, he called me. I guess he's on the phone with Jamie Roberts right now. I talk to them, but Canix and my brother. If it's a different type of source, you know, a spiritual source, then man, they just stay in a source. I can't call him source, but he blessed me right through, you know. So this project is not just a project for the hype, a project for the moment. You know, for me, as I say, it's Jah Works. I never had the desire to be an artist. Jah use me, and I accept that, and I give thanks for that.
You are being used. Sorry about that, but I'm looking at the clock and I'm getting wrap-up signals like mad from my producer.
You
have this album. You've mentioned names that we love already, but the world has slowed down almost to a halt in some places. Fires are blazing in some places. What is next for you after we return to whatever becomes our normal, our new normalcy self?
Well, what is next for me is what is out now, the album No I Rise, you know, that will be forever, and that is something that I give the people, and because of the time. If you listen from track one until track end, it's fire burning in Rome, and you say, you know, fire is going on, you know. If you listen to the track with me and Jesse Royal from September, we released that track. You know, you hear where Jesse Royal, he said, stock market crash. Recession kicking, coupons up and coupons, nowhere to redeem them, you know, and stock market crash right now.
It has.
For me, I accept what Jah is doing. I accept who Jah has made me to be in this time, in this day and age, you know. I give thanks. I just keep myself healthy, pure, feed, focus, and starvation.
If you had to stand up on the mountaintop and shout out the name of a track, which would be the track that you would say, you know what, Dion, this is my heart. I want my listeners here on the Edge FM to get the album, Now I Rise, and take a special listen to this track.
Like you really put me up on the mountaintop, but it come like you tell me for jump and I can't jump.
But if you jump, you're on the edge, you're going fly, my brother.
I know I'm going to.
We rise.
No, I rise. I have to go with No, I Rise.
No, I Rise. The prayer.
The stuff going on.
The meditation, I love that. I love that. But
you know the psalms, you know, they can't beat, nothing beat the psalm.
Amen. All right, anyone wanting to reach out to you for future work, because they can get you. You still produce. I'm sure you will produce. You are a musician. You are a writer. You know, a creator. You are a vocalist. How do we get to you for future work?
Well, you know, you can find me. It's a one-stop shop where you go, DreIslandMusic.com. Other than that, you just link the Solid Agency, Auntie Sharon Burke. You find Dre Island. She's my mommy.
She is your mommy. She, you know what? She's like a hurricane and a tornado and the eye of the storm.
No, when I see how she reacts, the way she's acting over this album.
Yes.
You get jealous on my album. Like, she doesn't have time for me, she has time for the album.
Yes.
That's all she has time for, and that wasn't the case, she has time for me.
But to her, Sharon doing that?
100%.
Yeah, man. 100%. Sharon doing 100%. That 100%, you know you have time then to do what you want to do, because you've got the best person right now with hands-on. Taking care of it.
After 7 years, the best.
That's what I was just going to say. And I congratulate you for being patient.
She drew the album, and then she's there right at the final. She's the one who made the album came to life at the end of it all. Yeah. Use her as well, use me, and I give thanks, and I'm grateful 100%.
Can I use that as a prayer for a close for this moment until we speak again? When the album start licking a number one here and there, we'll talk again on the edge and the home run.
Until then, we ain't giving up, no. Got to be ready. The storm's getting jaded. So we pray.
I love that. I love that. My brother, I thank you so very much. Give my love to Sharon and the team, and keep on doing what you're doing so that we can continue to rise and stand tall and be that beacon around the world. Everyone's looking towards Jamaica as the lighthouse to settle the nerves and calm the spirit. And how do we move forward culturally, prayerfully, and whole? And I think this album is going to be one of those we're going to use as a marker for that. Thank you so much for your professionalism and the way you livicate your life to giving us the quality.
It's a pleasure. And I think one of my best thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Dre Island joining us this evening. I certainly hope you have been inspired. He was very patient with the album, very patient at putting it together. And he also made sure he's been at hard work over the years to put it together just for you and for me. Here on The Edge, 105.1, 105.3. That's a Cultural Friday. Our guest, Dre Island.